Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
It's your boy Big T with Extreme Sports. With your boy Big T, King C's Once Met LC. E-Dub, we're in the house. Feeling gloomy today, man. My skins look terrible today. They look historically terrible. Historically terrible. And that's bad. Cowgirls won in overtime. I feel I got my feelings about that game. Wait for the boys to come on about that. The Rams and Bears playing right now. Rams 3-0. Cleveland still doing their thing. Cleveland still, you know, bringing their fan base back. They winning. They won today 26-22 over the Carolina Panthers that are struggling. So. And hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
I'm making it, man. I'm making it.
You're making it. It's gonna be all right, man. Got better days. Better days are coming.
Huh? Look.
Better days are coming.
It's better than I just don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about the Cowboys.
Okay.
Don't want to talk about the Redskins. I'll talk about the Cleveland Browns right now. The Cleveland Browns
upset today.
Yeah, beat the Carolina Panthers. Great game, 26-20. That's what I want to talk about. Let's talk about Baker Mayfield at 8. In the draft that we should have had went for, that we didn't go get because we went, get Alex Smith. But I don't blame Alex Smith for none of this. Don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Smith is that guy. I appreciate everything he did for us this year. And, hey, I don't – but – at the same time, we see the way it got us a young quarterback. That's what I thought. And hey, but hey, do I sound like I'm being spiteful and stuff like that?
Yeah, sound like you got a little pain.
A little attitude.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sound like that, see?
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, to me you do, man. Sound kind of soft.
I know, right?
Yeah. That because I am solid. You see that damn, we had today?
You know how
I am solid.
Out, like,
you know how I feel?
You know how it's going to turn out, right? He was a big fan of Kirk Cousins until Kirk Cousins left. Then he'll be a big fan of Alex Smith until the summer get here. Then he's going to hate Alex Smith.
Yeah.
It's all right. You can't run them all.
Well, let's go ahead and put it out there. I think it's a good chance that Alex Smith's career is over. I hope not. He has an infection in his leg from that broken leg. So it's a good chance that his career might be over. So you might as well say, you know, Washington looking for a franchise quarterback. You had it a couple of years ago in RG3. The communication in the front office messed up.
Go back and get him,
hey,
man.
Hey, who runs the show? You can't. What can you
go back
you
and get him?
That was 2012 RG3. You don't think he can still do that? They got. I know he still. I think he still can play. Got the right system with him, but hey, he messed it up, and Mike Shanahan, Daniel Snyder messed it up. Like normal.
Yeah.
So.
I think he should go back and get him.
He can't go back. Hey, you can't go. You can't go back with Chance. Ain't no way. Jay Gruden didn't hate. Jay Gruden despised him. So why you think?
But you
he
want to get rid of him?
I never want to get rid of RG3. I never want to get rid of RG3. I want to get rid of Jay Gruden. I never liked Jay Gruden.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I thought it was the wrong hire. I always thought that was the wrong hire. The plan was Mike Shanahan should never left. So that's how I feel about the situation.
I ain't gonna talk about it.
I won't get salty about it. And hey, if I get salty about it, okay, let's move on, huh?
You straight, man?
No, I ain't all right. Hey, and I'm ready to get into this Cowboy game that we had a little discussion on our group chat about. I don't need no hug. I need to talk about
this
Cowboy
game.
I make sure
I put my Dallas gear on when I come.
I need to talk about this Cowboy game. Let's talk about this Cowboy game. Let's talk about the first play of the game. Y'all want to talk about it?
What?
Go ahead, let's go.
Let's talk about the first play of the game.
Okay.
First play of the game. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got an opinion, call in 646-668-8467. Talk to your boys. LC, King C's, Big T. But first play of the game of the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles game, it was a kickoff, and Dallas Cowboys, number 27, fumbled the ball. And my recollection is if you fumble the ball and the other team recovers, no matter how they get the ball to whoever end up with the ball, that's who this ball goes to. True or false?
False.
How is false?
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, BT. I don't know who won the game, man. You talking about what?
Huh? Oh, so that's false. So you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I understand. Yeah, I understand the first play. I've seen the first play where you're talking about, but the rest seen it how they seen it, man. I can't, you know.
I'm not going to argue with the rep on that.
I'm not going to argue with the rep on that, man.
So how do y'all two Cowboy fans? Two Cowboy fans that y'all see the same way the refs see, huh? Not the right rule, but the one same reference, huh?
You seen it that way, I'll go with the ref, man, you know.
Yeah, for that play, I mean, whatever the ref got a better look than we do, so they
know. You're not gonna argue with the refs on that, huh?
No, I can't argue.
I'm not there with him to argue, man.
I mean, I was there earlier, but, you know, I left. I said, okay. I felt like we had a couple of bad calls, too, man. But, you know.
When?
I guess. Yeah. That damn roughing the passer. Where he rubbed the pass, he wrapped him up around the ankle, where he gets roughing the pass, the pass, you talking about when he got the ball out of his hand,
and then the ball out of his hand like 3 seconds, and he still hit him in the back?
No, man, he had the ball in his hand, and he was going down, he had him by the ankle. He was going down with the ball, and on his way down, he tried to throw the ball away.
Was the ball out of his hand?
Who?
With the ball out of his hands? Kind of missed a couple plays.
No, the ball wasn't out of his hands. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Man, it was some bad calls on both sides, man.
Yeah, it really was.
On both sides. But that had nothing to do with the game, though. It had nothing to do with the game, man.
It was a great game. It was a good game. You know, even though, you know, they came out on top, but like I said before, and I'm going to say this again.
Who came out on top?
I'm going to say it again. That the NFL want the Cowboys to go to the playoffs because it's a money maker for them. Because they're going to keep cheating every single week to get them in the playoffs. Okay.
If they wasn't going to go so bad. Why they ain't cheat for his last bill?
Okay. Because Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones had to make up that scandal about Zeke. Come on now. They vet their friends. You had to pay a $2 million fine for Jerry Jones. Come on now, Steve. Just a $2 million fine for all that stuff that y'all were going back and forth with. Just $2 million for Jerry Jones. Man. That's not money for him. That's chump change. That's chump change for Jerry Jones.
We ain't talking about what it is, Jerry Jones, but I feel like that's hefty for a fine. That's kind of hefty for a fine.
Now, let me say one more thing. Helmet hit that Zeke that got a penalty for. Okay, he went on the sideline. Did he go in the tent?
Yes, he did.
He did go
in the
tent.
Yes, he did.
He did? Okay, I got to see that again.
He did.
I saw him go down the bench. But he came back in like the second or third play.
Even the commentator said that.
I didn't see him going to the tent.
Tim, look, man. You need to just chill because, man, y'all like y'all. let it go. Stop hating on us, man, like that. It's not a good look for you, man. It's really not a good look for you.
I'm not hating. I just say I look at the rules. I look at Duke. I look at the rules and regulations of certain things.
Hey, Chauncey, check this out, man. That man ain't got a prayer or hope in the world, man, to lean on right now. So that right there is the only thing he can do to lean on that. He don't got absolutely nothing to look forward to on Sunday, man. Ain't nothing new to play, man.
I got something to look forward to when they fire Gruden. When they fire Gruden, I'll be happy. I'm not happy until they fire Jay Gruden. He's getting out of here somewhere, somehow. I got my inside scoop that I already heard from today. It's going to happen sooner or later.
And what that means?
He going up out of here.
And what that means?
Y'all just gonna be trash with another owner, with another coach.
Hey, but be a better coach, I hope.
Yeah, you hope. Might not be.
Yeah, this thing is Snyder. You know, it might not be. It might be worse. This thing is Snyder.
Yeah, I might get Steve Madden. You never know.
Hey, I'll go coach right now.
Hey, Big Two.
Kumar Sanchez. Yo, what's up?
Hey, it's a great day to be a Cowboys fan, man.
Lord have mercy.
We're moving on. You sure don't want to come
over? What about that Miami I said on the paper?
Well, we need to talk about this game, but wait, but Marvelous Matt's not here. He's on the milk carton again.
Yeah, he gets sick, man. He hurt. I mean,
what?
He checked into the hospital. His blood pressure went up, man.
Marvelous, come on now, Marvelous Matt. Now you can't get sick every time New England lose. It's not over for him.
Now, y'all still in the playoffs, man.
Yeah, they still in the playoffs.
It ain't that they lost, it's how they lost. Man, how many times you seen that play done and it actually worked?
Hardly none.
Right.
Yeah. You probably can name that on your hands that it worked in history.
Yeah, it's my first time ever seeing it work, too.
Yeah, and my first time ever seeing it work. I see Hail Marys luckily go by, but that's the first time I've seen that play work. It's just been a terrible day in the NFL. That's all I got to say.
How was a terrible day, though?
It just was a terrible day in the NFL.
Because y'all lost, it's a terrible day.
It's just a terrible day in the NFL.
That's when y'all lost.
Yeah, even the San Francisco 49ers won today. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they paid the Broncos, though.
And the Raiders beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I might come back.
The Raiders won that game?
Yep, the Raiders beat the Pittsburgh Steelers today.
I didn't catch the end of that. Okay.
Yep. Now the Steelers are 7-5-1, and hey, they might fire Mike Tomlin. You never know.
Mike Tomlin.
I can take him up there.
Oh, I'll take him.
Yeah, I tell you, I'll pick him up. He's a good coach.
Yeah, he's a great coach. Better than what we got. But I ain't gonna be salty today. My saltiness is over. I got it out. I let it go. Everything that I need to let go, let it off my chest. So hey, I'm gonna move on for the situation. I'm positive. I'm moving on situation.
Okay.
I'm good now. So but I would say this: the firing list is heating up. So it will be more changes in the NFL very soon, other than the Washington Redskins, the Cleveland Browns, and maybe the Dallas Cowboys if they don't get to the playoff. But how do you tell me this? Dallas on a 5-game winning streak. But every game that's been so far that y'all on a 5-game winning streak and then critical of play of calls by the referee. Y'all see nothing there?
Here we go.
Before we move on to the NBA.
Going to the NBA, man. Let's talk about something there.
Yeah, let's talk about something positive.
Okay, let's go to the NBA. Now, King C's, I'm going to give you the floor first. Your boy is back. That light-skinned dude. coming back hitting 42 points, stuff like that. Now, Draymond on his way back. So, y'all Warriors ready?
Oh yeah, man. We just when the motor gets back in the car, we gonna ride out. Man. I ain't worried about nothing, man. Y'all need to worry about the Lakers, but the Golden State Warriors, we good.
What you think, Charles?
Man, you know how I feel about them Warriors, man. The Warriors is going to have a decent year. They got 8-10 superstars on the team. They got to have a decent year. I know they're gonna have a decent year, but they're not gonna win the playoff, man. And because they don't win the playoff, is what's gonna cause them to break up. I think it's more to the drama than what's been said, than what we know of, what we've seen. I think it's more behind the scenes, and I think that's going to cause a lot of problems with the Warriors.
So, all right, so you think the whole Kevin Durant situation and stuff like that is more than it is and cause big things with the Warriors?
Yep.
Okay. And it could be. Now, that could be true because the big thing is that, you know, they think Kevin leaving after this year regardless. What did he sign, a 2-year deal, so he got this year and next year? Or 1 year?
Yeah, 2-year deal.
2 years, so he's next year. So, okay, you're looking at, he's saying he don't want to join LeBron and stuff like that. So why wouldn't he want to stick with that team? And, you know, because good chance he's going somewhere else.
I mean, if you want to try to lead it, I mean, I wouldn't have no problem with that. If he want to take his talent somewhere and try to lead the team, be the leader of a team on another franchise, see if he can do it. See if he can win a championship there. I mean, LeBron did it. Why not emulate that? I ain't mad at him. I just know this year, at the end of this year, we're going to be the champions again. So all the other stuff don't matter about what happened.
Can you guarantee that all this friction that y'all going through?
Man, I guarantee we can get this friction.
Not even friction, man. One thing I would say about Golden State is they got a good coach, and I think he's going to break that friction that they got going on, and them boys are going to come out and play ball. I mean, Golden State is going to be a good team. They got good players, so you know they're going to be in the running. But I just don't think they're going to have enough to win it this year, and that's going to be the main reason that caused the breakup. And I do think Kevin Durant is going to leave. And I think Durant is now – he got what he wanted when he went there, and that was a ring. That's what he couldn't get in OKC, so he left and went to Golden State because he knew that there was a 99% chance he was going to get a ring, and he did. So now it's all about building his stats up. And he can't do that if he's down there with Steph Curry. It's kind of hard for him to do because if you look at it, some people say it's KD team. Some people say it's Steph Curry team. It really depends on who had a better game. But KD is going to go to a team where he's the number one player, where he can start building up his stats and getting the recognition that he wants to be recognized in. I think Draymond Green is going to leave as well. I think Klay Thompson is going to stay. But I do think KD and Draymond really leave.
How you
fit in
getting the recognition for everybody?
All right,
I had technical
difficulties.
Say it again.
All right, I had technical difficulty. I lost y'all for a second, but I'm back. Now, I'm sorry. So, what did y'all say? I missed about 2 minutes of the session.
I just pretty much said, man, that the Golden State Warriors is going to be in the running, but KD is going to leave. And he's leaving for the fact that he got what he wanted. That was a ring. Now it's about him building up his stack, which is something that he's not really going to be able to do in Golden State. Because I don't care how you put it, it's going to be Steph Curry team. And KD going to go somewhere where he going to be the number one player, where he can build up his stats and see if he can win a championship without, you know, Steph Curry and the boys. I think Draymond Green is going to leave at the end of this year.
But I feel like, okay, with Draymond, I don't feel like he's going nowhere.
No.
I don't feel like Draymond going nowhere.
Draymond ain't going nowhere. I mean, it can't be my but I'm talking about it wouldn't be because of no brick. You don't think Steve Kerr is, you know what I'm saying, inclined enough about the NBA and his players that he let the, he used that friction and that frustration that they got amongst each other to take it out on their opponents. They all that frustration they got, all that stuff they're going through, they're going to see it in the playoffs. And they're going to beat that man, they're going to play. And after that,
but that's what I said. Even with that friction, though, even with all that friction, Steve Kerr will find a way to get that out in the play. And they and Golden State is going to ball. They're going to be in the playoff, no doubt. I know that. But it just it ain't it's not their year to win it again. It's not going to be because of the friction between KD and Draymond. It's just going to be. I mean, you got to look at the other team that's playing ball right now. And team have beat them. You got to pay attention to that. These guys have been running for a long time. They know what Golden State can and can't do. And the boys gonna come out to Golden State, man. They gonna come out to
first
Golden State.
Ball,
it's ain't gonna be their year.
You ain't playing with a completely healthy roster right now. And when you got a full healthy roster.
They
I don't care who the guys playing. They ain't
doing
that.
They've been beat with the healthy roster. Who? They've been beat with the healthy roster. They've been beaten with starting 5 points.
It ain't all about the starting 5.
That's true. But I'm just saying, with the healthy roster, Golden State has been beat.
Yeah, but not much.
It don't matter how much. It don't matter if they lose 20 games, they lose 5
Hello?
Games. That record part don't matter. Although they don't go out the window when it comes playoff time.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So it don't matter how many they lose in the regular season, when they get to that playoff, it's a whole different story, man. You see
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
You
that's
see
what
the
I'm
four,
saying.
You see the 4-0.
These guys,
you see the 4-0.
If these teams stay healthy, Golden State is going to have a time. And I don't see it happening, man. I just don't see it.
Well, you'll see it. If you pay attention, you'll definitely see it.
Okay. All right. Just don't forget what's out there now.
Yeah, they ain't been up for
years. And what you're seeing is just the beginning, because the trades is just getting started. So it's getting ready to even amp up even more. So don't overlook it.
I'm overlooking. I ain't overlooking.
I'm sorry. I had somebody try to call in the line, so I missed out on a lot right then. So what happened? I hear, all right, what happened?
Man, you... Nothing.
I keep having technical difficulties. But I'm here.
Nothing.
Just go to state will be there at the end.
Now, all right. So let me jump in. Like, all right. From what I'm thinking is we have no. Now, Thomas, I want to ask you, what's your problem with Steph Curry?
I haven't said nothing bad about Steph Curry.
So you
talking about?
You see, well, I'm just saying, you think? Do you still think? You said now when we talk, you say you don't think he's still a top 5 player.
I still don't think he's a top 5 player. No, that part hasn't changed. But I haven't said anything bad about Steph Curry. I haven't said anything bad about Golden State except for they're going to win it this year. And okay. It's nothing to do with the friction or the team. It's just going to be that the other teams out here, man, are balling right now. And trades are just starting to happen. And so all these teams are getting ready to amp up. What you're seeing now is just the beginning.
Okay.
When they come play all time, man, these teams that give it an amp up is going to be ready for Golden State.
Now
teams now know what it takes to beat Golden State. They're going to be ready
yeah.
for Golden State.
Now, the rumor that I'm hearing is that the Lakers going after Trevor Ariza and
right.
the Lakers going after John Wall.
Right.
So you add those two pieces with John Wall be the primary point guard. And give up ball and whatever. I think give up ball. You have to get somebody
else. Well, in order to get
up.
Trevor, they got to get rid of KCP.
Yeah. AC's looking at them last night, and they played ball. Says Rondo been hurt. He has not shown me anything, and this supposed to be his better year, and he has got worse than me. Lucky is LeBron there. That's and I hate to give him credit. God knows, y'all didn't hear this from me. But luckily, LeBron there saving the situation that they in the predicament they are in right now. Because it would up the ball, they wouldn't be in this predicament.
But here's my story behind that this Lakers trade and stuff. What the Lakers are looking for. Are they looking to win a championship this year? Because in order for them to get Ariza, they have to get rid of KCP, which I'm not a big fan of him, but he has stepped his game up. And in
mm-hmm.
order to get rid of John Wall, they're going to have to get rid of two players. So it's going to have to be Lonzo Ball and who else? So you're getting rid of these guys that could potentially be Lakers for the next 10 years. Trevor is coming down to the end of his season. John Wall ain't got much longer before he be out.
But
so are they trying to build a team to win right now?
Yeah.
Or are they trying to build a team that's going to be the Lakers?
But John Wall, the reason why John Wall need to get out of D.C. in a hurry. Because the rumors about him in D.C. right now is he done pissed off the fan base. Him and Bradley Beal ain't getting along. He really need to get out of D.C. quickly. And it would be a good fit for him to win the title now within the next 2 to 3 years to get him somewhere that he can win. He need his mindset, like you said, you hear Paul Pierce when he went down there a couple years ago. About their mindset, John Wall mindset is still too playful, and he need to get somebody in his ear that he want to win, and go be on him to win. He got the talent to do it, but you know, is it what do he want to win a championship, or he just want to be this playboy, or just be hey, I'm John Wall, that's my name. And, you know, you ain't got no credit. You would be like Mitch Richmond back in the day. You could take so long to win the championship. Be Tim Hardaway. I don't think Tim Hardaway never got a title, did he?
No,
great
he didn't.
Point guard.
No, he ain't never got a ring.
You could be this great point guard, but you ain't never get a, you know, you never got a ring. So.
And John Wall played 26 minutes last night on a score of 1 point.
Yeah. Now, it is a rumor about Bradley Beal also. It's two rumors about Bradley Beal with going to the Hornets and going to the Lakers. But it's, I know they asked for Brandon Ingram in that deal. I do know that.
I don't see why they
Now the way the Lakers looked last night, they looked good last night. Hart stepped up. Hart, KCT, Kuzma, Everybody had a great game last night, except for John, except for Lonzo Ball. Even the guy, even the rookies played last night had a good game. The guy from Michigan, number 10, whoever, I forget his name, he can shoot threes for days, and that's what you need.
But is that enough to beat the Golden State Warriors? Maybe they have enough time to put together a piece of machinery to go up against that well-oiled machine.
Well, you never know.
That's what it's all boiling down to right now.
Yeah, you never know. But my thing about
and that's what I'm trying to tell you, Steve. That's what you're exactly right. That's what it's boiling down to. That's my whole point. That these teams right now is coming after y'all. And these trades is just getting started. Man, they're about to amp up, man. These teams is already on top. Number one, number two, three seeds in the conference is giving it an amp up and be even better than what they are.
Mm-hmm.
It just ain't going to be for Golden State to win, man. It's not going to win this year.
Well, you got Anthony Davis out there that's talking about in the trade. Kemba Walker. They probably won't let go, but you know, you still got. Hey, you got a good deal out there to give them those one of the two main players right there. You going to get? So, Toronto. I don't think Toronto will break up this year. They probably go. You know, Leonard probably leave next year if he leaves, because they looking Toronto looking like they're a beast down there.
I don't think he's going anywhere, man.
They probably come out of the East this year.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Still got to look at OKC, man. OKC is balling right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, right now, man.
But
you got to start off ragged, man. They stepped that game up a whole lot.
But if Westbrook will be... If Westbrook will stick down there and not win the championship, because I still think you got to get another. You gonna have to get another head down there with Westbrook.
I don't think he's going nowhere. If they do,
need a couple more heads down there. Need a few more heads down there beside
this. I don't think he's going nowhere.
But they looking good right now.
Yeah,
I
still think it's the coaching. Yeah. It's like you got a guy come from college. This is his second year. He still got a lot of learning to do in the NBA.
And he can't
NBA ready. So the league in the league on his own.
Yeah.
Hey. They're doing pretty good though right now though, like I said.
Oh Lord. And I'm just seeing this. Oh my God. I don't know why I ain't looked at no basketball today. I don't know why. So number one Gonzaga's go down to Tennessee today, huh?
Yeah, they did. I seen the end of that game too.
Beat them by three.
Yeah, that three, what's the guy name? Chafer or something like that, Shotner. I forgot his name, but I've seen the end of that game today.
Oh, okay.
They were going 3-for-3 right at the end. Tennessee had a little bit more than they. Yeah, it was a good game, though. I ain't see all of it.
The now the Duke Blue Devils will be number one team tomorrow in the nation. So, yay about that.
Did you expect any difference, man? They haven't lost since they lost against Gonzaga, though.
No, I don't expect no difference. So I ain't gonna say I do, but like I said, you know, I already knew that was gonna happen anyway. So you go jump. I bet you won't jump. Okay. Kansas number two. They didn't lose, but I bet you Duke would jump over them.
And Duke will hop right back over them, man.
Yeah, watch what I tell you. Kansas struggled yesterday, but they did lose. So, but Duke number three. So you go jump Duke
and
right over Kansas.
They've been playing Ivy schools right here lately, man. Showing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but hey. But I bet you what happened, though, because this Coach K. It's like the Cowboys of NCAA basketball.
I ain't never seen nobody as a hater like you, man. I don't like
it's not
either,
that.
But I ain't going to hate on them like that. I don't like the Redskins, definitely, but, you know, I ain't going to hate on them like that.
It's not the hate.
That's
it's the truth.
That ain't nothing to hate on them, man. Nothing but that really ain't nothing to hate on them. You feel right, so I'll be feeling sorry for him myself. Every time they lose, I'll be like, man, 16, what the hell he keeps?
It ain't the hate, it's the truth.
I like to see my friends prosper, man. You ain't gonna prosper down there.
Is y'all gonna win another game, Cam?
Huh?
Is y'all gonna win another game?
I think we'll win one or two more. Out of these three.
We got three more left, right?
I think we'll win one or two more out of these three. I think the kid looked good today in the second half. He's a scrambling quarterback. I like that. He had more rushing yards than Adrian Peterson today. So, Adrian Peterson had 16 yards off 10 carries. So,
who y'all going to beat?
I think we'll beat Jacksonville.
Okay.
With that struggling offense. Both of us struggling offense. They couldn't score but 9 points the other night. Now, this kid came in the second half. But we had he threw an interception at the end of the game. I think he was on the 15-yard line. I like what I saw out of him. And 240 yards in the second half by itself, that's good. Jameson Crowder showed his face today. So, I ain't got nothing to complain about what he did. I just got a complaint about Jay Gruden and what he caught and what they look at. Now, because we ain't talking about this, like the Colin Kaepernick situation this week. And what we just look terrible all the way around about everything we've done this year. I just be honest with that. And I just look at the Reuben Foster situation. Now, the girlfriend came out and talked this week. And she talked about what he done and stuff like that. And they solved my issue. I remember we were talking about how did she get to Tampa last week. Now she told everybody. He invited her down and she flew down there. So that's how all that situation happened. Now look at the Colin Kaepernick situation. Well, we were trying to get in contact with Colin Kaepernick. They never called Colin. It was discussion about it. Y'all talked about him, but you never called him. So it just we just look bad all the way around this week.
Yeah, I really did.
Yeah.
And lose to the Giants in such a fashion, that's crazy. Not the Giants.
And look at that. Now Saquon Barkley could be a great running back. He doing his thing against anybody. But look at the first of the year. We was holding teams to 30-something yards, you know, rushing and stuff like that. And he just ran them like they want nothing. It really, like Brian Mitchell said today, they gave up. They want to see something happen. Those guys don't want – they just, you know, with Sanchez in there and what he was doing, it made it even worse.
Yeah.
I can't believe y'all went and got him anyway. I didn't know what that was about.
Hey, I said the exact same thing. I said the exact same thing. But then Colin Kaepernick comes out and he says that, hey, if they were willing to give me a call, I would play for them. Mm-hmm. But they didn't give him a call. But that's the same thing. It's the, I think somebody said this week. Who are friends? Donald Trump and Daniel Snyder's are Daniel Snyder is friends. How would that look in that situation? And that's all you really, and that's all a whole lot of the owners care about is how it will look on them, instead of bring this man that got talent in to play for their team.
Because I don't think anybody's going to pick him up. I think he's pretty much done.
Yeah, I agree. And Steve?
I said, if they pick up Tim Tebow up, then I know they ain't going to pick him up.
Yeah. And Tebow, that's the thing I can't understand about Tebow, and people don't talk about that. Tebow had a winning record in the NFL.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And they don't like how he practiced, but this man will win the games. Yeah. But hey, he winning games. Cause I guess he won't know Tom Brady. So
yeah.
So all right. Huh?
That's that same worst quarterback.
Exactly. A lot worse. Yeah. A lot worse. Look at Tony Romo. I took a shot right there. Bears and Rams 6-3 right now. So Rams win tonight, they will clinch their division. I think they'll quit home field advantage for the playoffs. So if they,
it's
I think they they're playing some good football. Yeah. They're playing some decent good football. I think the Bears are back. They're where they used to be.
I don't think tomorrow night game is going to be a good game.
What, Seattle and Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy that y'all think I missed so bad right now. That guy called.
You miss him right now. You definitely miss him right now.
Right now, I can't lie.
Y'all probably about 8-5 right now.
No, we have winning season. We had another coach there.
No, I think y'all needed Kirk Cousins, man.
No. This man has – look at the injuries. We had 17 of our starters hurt today. 17 that was in that. For the last 2 years, that's how it's been with this man under our helm. And look at RG3 when he got hurt a couple years ago. He got hurt. They allowed him to get knocked out. And he hasn't started since then. Your franchise quarterback.
Is it going to be Mark Sanchez?
Very funny. Mark might get cut tomorrow.
I don't know, man. They might make him.
You might get cut tomorrow, so.
They're keeping to the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, why did you go get Ryan Mallett, the guy that got an arm on? I can't understand it. I was up there at Colin Kaepernick, but why are you going to go get a guy that got an arm? They could throw the ball at least 50 yards, 60 yards down the field. Mark Sanchez probably can't get the ball over 30 yards down the field.
Mark Sanchez is some garbage anyway.
Yeah. Now, big ups to Tyler Murray also for winning the Heisman last night.
Surprisingly.
Player. Yeah. I was kind of surprised on that, too, a little bit. Not much. With, what's his name? Tyler, a guy from Alabama.
Yeah. That's who I would think was going to win it.
Call his name, Thompson.
I can't tell you his name. Tua. Tua.
Tua.
Something.
Yeah. you know, for having an undefeated season, a guy having an undefeated season so far, then, you know, he Murray losing one game. So, yeah. It's very shocking on that. And big ups to Coach Ruffin McNeil. East Carolina, how you feel now?
New coach.
Hey, he's going to be playing for a national championship. As an offensive defense coordinator, he's planning to go to a national championship. East Carolina, how do you feel?
That's very fun, man.
Yeah. Leaker, you got Leaker Riley that we had as an offensive coordinator and Coach Russell McNeil. Smart, smart businessman. So, but hey, we got a new coach in Mike Houston with East Carolina. How y'all feel about him?
Do better than what was before.
Oh, his record is very good. So, for, you know, James, I know it's a Division One, but looking at his record, he's very. I think he lost like 4 games in 3 years, something like that. 2 championships. It's very good. So. We'll see.
Yep, we'll see.
So, and, go ahead.
You going to NC State Saturday?
State Saturday. What's going on down there?
Talk about how I'm playing championship game.
Oh, you should let me know something. Let me know. We should. We can. But, you know, we got the what's called Saturday, too. What time?
Yeah.
We can't do that. We should be able to get in. What's up, Steve?
Oh, I'm down with it. When is it Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all get together, man. Let's go.
Yeah, we can do that.
Now,
we definitely can
do
that.
Championship.
And they end it every single year.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, you remember Rose used to be like that.
Yeah, Rose used to be like that one time.
Yeah, we definitely can do that.
And these guys, man, are blowing everybody out. The only team that gave them a struggle was Southwest. All the other teams they're playing, they'd be blowing them out.
Yeah. And those boys always big and healthy, look like grown to tell men. Always big and healthy. I remember seeing Montrez Harris, what's his name? Who played for the Clippers? From
Carol
from Talk. Yeah, he used to play for Talk. I remember seeing him playing for Talk behind.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Dad, this dude is a man.
Man, they're Talbot High, man. But one thing about Talbot High, man, they got that little league football team. So these guys been playing together ever since they 5 years old, man. And
yeah.
They're telling me the same plays that Talbot High run, this guy run. So they know the plays when they get to high school, they execute. And that's what they do.
So he keep it within the community. He know a lot of kids in the community and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's smart. You know you can be around, keep the guys, keep the families and everything. So That's very smart.
You know it's bad when you got guys transferring from Tarboro High. It's a guy, I can't think of his name, that was going to North Pitt and transferred to Tarboro High just so he can be doing what he can get ready to do on Saturday.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's what's up, you know. You play on this, you know, that when you build, like, all you build to a man like that. They just got, you know, it's that team chemistry that they love around them. You want to play them, so you want to play around.
I'm just still surprised he ain't been picked up yet. I figure he'll be at least college, coaching some college school right now.
And that's what, this is like, what, fourth year in a row, fifth year? Got another play like 2 years straight.
They got like 3 or 4 rings.
Yeah.
In the last 4 or 5 years, I believe.
Yeah, we can head down there Saturday afternoon after we do, you know, take care of the breakfast and head right down there. It'll take what, like,
we got
a, it's like.
We got that, and then we got.
Interview with Title Boxer, you know. Yeah, went down there yesterday. Title Boxer, check him out, Winterville, North Carolina. Right beside the McDonald's and Little Caesars. So hey, you got to go check it. What's the lady's name again, Jones?
Carissa.
Check her out. Check them out. Hey, they got a nice club in there. I need to go in there and lose some pounds myself. We'll see about that. But hey, see that you need to get in there. You say you ready for the MMA?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready? That's what you need to get in that title box so they can train you.
Hey, man, I'm going to try to get in contact with somebody, man, give me a sponsor and see what I can do.
Yeah. What's
they got kickboxing down there.
Yeah.
They got just regular boxing, MMA. They got a screen fitness. Man, they got a bunch of stuff they do there, man. Surprisingly, man, a lot of people don't know what Tiger Boxing Club is, because I'm a one of them. I thought it was just a boxing club where you join, become fighters like MMA fighters or whatever. But it's not that. It's that and some. Because I think my family and I is gonna join it.
Yes. Now check them out, Tiger Boxing. We will have them on the show next Saturday. We don't know the time yet, but we'll get it straight. We will have them on the show next Saturday. So check them out.
3 o'clock if it doesn't change.
Okay. That's cool. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully on Spreaker. I can get Spreaker straight sometime tonight. We're having on Spreaker, so we'll see though. So I have technical difficulties with my computer that I will get it straight by tonight. So
you're going to try the box and look up Stephanie. Now Stephanie is the one you want. She's a good trainer.
Yeah.
Look her up.
Yeah, the big guy needs to come go down there and lose some pounds in the stomach a little bit. You know, I probably won't feel so heated about my Redskins right now. So hey, I'll be looking you up very soon myself. I got a lot of anger to let out. I need to hit that band. I got a lot of anger I need to let out right now about Mark Sanchez. I need Mark Sanchez on faces on one of those bags. So, all right, fellas, we are about to end the show for tonight. So, we will be back next Saturday, like I said, with Title Boxing Interview. And, hey, like I said, we can check us out. We can try to head down South of Hill, check out Tarboro High next week. And we got much more. We got, hey, Media Kings TV is coming very soon. Check your boys out at Stream Radio. Check out the J Real Hip Hop Show at Stream Sports, Political Nation on Media Kings TV. They will be coming very soon. Like I said, don't forget to check us out on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Stream Radio. All right, fellas, y'all have a good one.
All right,
man. All right. And check us out next week, same bat time, same bat channel. And we are out.